Dearly Mob, welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, your mob. All ears here for your yarn. Want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. That's just around the corner. Maybe you want to talk about what's happening with your family or with your organisation regarding Christmas. But the way I see it, every day is Christmas. Living life to the fullest, your mob. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
Rowing in the dinghy. night.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
When I was just a kid, I used to play around. A Flinders Rangers Mountain, I call home. And whenever the summer rain would fall,
to Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming here live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, for your deadly show. And that show is National Talk Black. So have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. If you've got something to get off your chest, give us a call. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Let's look at the top stories in the news today. A state of disrepair. Home Affairs Minister slams immigration system. Also, Nine News. A second body found. Sydney dads went missing in floods. Sad there. The big money behind the Teals of Teals' big victory. Australia's eye-watering loss to scammers revealed. Why can't Australians who want a fifth COVID-19 jab get one? How long after missing a mortgage payment does a home get repossessed? It depends on your next move, it says here. A financial counsellor says it doesn't have to come to that. No, it doesn't. Plan of attack. What other news is happening? When you look at, let's look at the World Cup Rugby League. Walsh handed reality check as Broncos recruit makes big halves declaration off-season central. Panthers to deliver fresh blow to the Eels. What they're talking about there. Ricardo reveals next big move. Nine's huge. The block profit revealed. Mum finds hundreds of hidden notes after son is gone. Little reminders. $1,078 fine for driver who rest their phone here. So look at that space. You all need to check that out. The little known Aussie road rule with the $114 fine. What's the issue? So they're the news that heads up for today. Tell us what news is happening with your area, with your organisation, with your mob, with your clan, either way. And let's talk about Christmas. Murray Christmas, your mob, is just around the corner. The heat is on up here in far north Queensland. And we're still thinking of and prayers going out to New South Wales and Victoria in regard to floods and what's happening there. As I said, just found two bodies there. So it's very sad what's happening. And Mother Earth is not happy. Let's go to our next track here, Where My People At. That's Brother Nation. Do enjoy your mob.
Forgive me for the sins, all the days I've been. With the sins, smoking weed, red spin. Drunk when the week start, drunk to the weekend. Ponder the condition from my mission bad. And I don't pretend to fake moves. I'm from the old school, cool. That's how I be with energy deadly to get me out of this hell. Rock melodies heavenly with a story to tell. That devil tried put death on me. I'm paying the penalty when I'm without my family. Insanity surrounding me, I must find a remedy for me. It's HIP, HOP, not OPP. Other people property, I'm no thief, I got beat. When police get cheap, when I walk city streets and all I seek is peace. Love, harmony, funky beats and freeze. You wanna mess with me, I'll kick your heart and your teeth. On FB, gotta deal with this pain and this grief. Gotta turn a new leaf, cause my life is brief. Did my son, my daughter, my nephew and my niece of that R-E-S-P-E-C-T. So sing it, boy, where's my people right now? We're dying economically, we're dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find black sovereignty. Yo, every day people, every day is a struggle. Come to make a stand, flex a muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain. I'm thinking they want us bleed, they're not helping my breed. We're still sticking to missions where diabetes and high blood pressure, lung cancer. My people died early from that, I had no chance to hunt with them, chuck a line with them. Jenna gulling up the scrub and shoot a white pigeon. Now boom, boom, go to fortune, and drop into scrub and show it off into my car, singing him again. How'd you do that? Where'd you get that? Where you shoot that bird? In a national park, at the dark, a yellow word. Bird, 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 we are better to wear. But I'm still tripping on the streets, in the southern suburbs. I'm singing war, where's my people right now? We dying economically, we dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find black sovereignty. Every day, people, every day is a struggle. Time to make a stand, flex a muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain. I'm singing, huh, where's my people right now? We dying economically, we dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find black sovereignty. Every day, people, every day is a struggle. Time to make a stand, flex a muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We just face the pain and more strength gain. Hugging out, all spiritual vibes I get. When I smoke split, I spit smoky dope lyric. Indigenous spirit, I make the devil fear it. Though I used to deal it, but now I'm on the real world. Legit path to get the cash and splash. The richest big fish is eating cuisine. Vicious, delicious, delicious, ambitious to climb. Cash with breeze, granted wishes to families. Indigenous set them free, I'm in God's army. A secret agent, waking up drunk, brother sleeping on the pavement. I'm a peaceful man, you don't wanna see me vagrant. I'll tear up this land, cause black Australia be sacred to me. Half white tea, half Maori. I got educated, never was, I've been a gory. In a hurry, I get mine, blow up like a mine. Let the world know I'm a product of the dream time poor. Where's my people right now? We dying economically, we dying in poverty. Singing, huh, what you wanna do right now? Climb economically and find black sovereignty. Oh, and every day, people, every day is a struggle. Come to make a
stand, flex the muscle and hustle. The struggle is the trouble that we face every day. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain. We'll just face the pain and more strength we gain.
Hey, what you doing, your mom? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, don't muck around. You mob that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And National Talk Black, we come to you live from our First Nation radio station here in Cairns and Yidinji country, BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, Yana up strong, you mob, 1-800-422-416. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And also you can text the brother 045-714-0550. All right, ABC News report by Discovery, bill to give Indigenous people rights over traditional knowledge. A new by Discovery bill aimed at helping Indigenous people claim the rights to their own products has prompted questions in the Kimberley around who would truly benefit. The proposed legislative change would regulate the use of genetic material sourced from the native plants and animals and give power to traditional owners groups to direct access to them. Consultation for Western Australia's new biodiscovery bill began in Broome last week. A question of First Nations copyright and ownership last came to a head in 2015 in the Kimberley when a major US cosmetic company put a patent on the compounds found in the native fruit gumbinj. But gumbinj, also known as Kakadu plum, is endemic to the Kimberley region and is used frequently by First Nation people to make bush medicine and other products. WA is home to 8 out of 15 biodiversity hotspots in the country. It makes up 10% of the world's biodiversity. Jabu Jabu Nyunyulu and Yarrawa woman, Pat Torres, owns her own bush food and medicine business and travelled to the consultation meeting to voice her concerns about the bill. She said while she was cautiously optimistic about the proposal, the bill needed to centre on indigenous voices. We have a history in Australia of people just taking our knowledge and not giving us any benefit of the use of that knowledge, she said. So that's a very important space there, and it's protecting our country and what's on our country. And if you're talking about a business sense, then yes, of course, we should be first cab off the rank. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, or start a conversation, either way, 1-800-422-416. With the bully on, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, your program, Too Deadly.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my we'll be right back.
Get you off my mind. I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide. I can't hide just from the thought of you. An addiction that I really, really like, and I can't control. When I try to get you off my mind, I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide. I can't hide just from the thought.
Cause you know how we do, yeah.
Just tell them don't worry about us, cause we got that vibe and we got that
okay,
trust.
Okay, okay, yeah, you give me that vibe, yeah. And it's enough to get higher, yeah. So I'ma tell them don't worry about us, cause we got that vibe and we got that trust, yeah. You know you the one, yeah, you got it all. Don't need to meet me outside, I'll be at the door. We mata cruz to the night, sit up city lights. Like I'm damning you, why you
when say to pride, try to yeah, get yeah. you off my mind. These feelings I've been trying to hide. I can't hide just from the thought of you. An addiction that I really, really like, and yeah. I can't control.
I'ma ring your line like, baby, what you tryna do? I'ma pick you up and in my Ranger will cruise. Let's go, Sister Fefe is the name. I'll be kicking back, I ain't playing no games. But hold up, one sec, let me tell you something quick. That first little verse, yeah, I know it was sick. What I'm really tryna do is bring you over to the bay. We gon' party all night, sleep all day. But see, if you want, we can have it your way. Take a walk down the beach and just smile all day. We'll sit next to a buoy that'll keep us warm while we dance the night away and listen to this song. Put your hands up on my waist as I want it like that. Cause see, we got that vibe, we just got it like that. I'ma be his ride or die, and that's a fact. Together forever, baby, as we said in our pack. Roses are red, and I made a wish. See, you were fast on your jigsaw's Christmas list. Take you back to my boomba, that's my crib. Drink a little Henny, maybe just a sip. See, you can be my yabba for life. You can give me that ring, and you can call me your wife. See, we gon' be alright, we gon' be okay. Shout out to this track, my bottle
when
know me.
When I
yeah.
try to get you off my mind, I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide.
I can't hide just from the thought of you.
An addiction that I really, really like, and I can't control.
When I try to get you off my mind, I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide.
I can't hide just from the thought of you.
An addiction that I really, really like, and I can't control.
When I try to get you off my mind, I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide.
I can't hide just from the thought of you.
An addiction that I really, really like, and
I've been trying to hide. I can't hide just from the thought of you. An addiction that I really, really like and I can't control.
Yeah, Off My Mind, Fi-Fi, that's featuring Normie J. Big shout out to you, Mob, to Deadly. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn Up, is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20, Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Deadly program, National Talk Black. It's a one-hour program. Come to you live from First Nation Meditation in Cairns here, BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Voice for our people, do you utilize? Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. 1-800-422-416. All right, and check out what else is happening here on the news. And you can, like I said, add to the conversation regarding what's happening in your space. All is here on your daily program. And we're going to catch up a yarn now. We've got Thomas Galligan on the line and have a chat to Thomas Galligan and talk about what's happening in his space there. Thomas, good morning. How are you? You there, Thomas?
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
How you going, my friend?
I'm going real good. Yourself?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Before we start, Tom, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from?
I'm from Indigenous Conference Services, living in Cairns, but my mob's spiritually from the Kempsey and Gutty area.
Yes.
But Indigenous Conference Services opened a new office in Cairns earlier this year, as you know, and I was just ringing you to let you know about the
up-and-coming conferences, new facilities. Yeah, fantastic, brother. So let's talk about your space first. So you're a company that organises Indigenous conferences, which is a big business, you could say, my brother.
Oh, yeah. We've been around for a while, too long probably. 40 years next year it's coming up to.
Oh, beautiful.
So it started off as just myself, and now we have offices in Harvey Bay, Cairns, Phuket in Thailand.
Yes.
And one in Fiji.
All right. And so the name of the company...
Where I was for a moment.
You had to think twice. Name of the company again, please, Thomas?
Indigenous Conference Services.
Conference Services. All right, fantastic. And so what's up and coming? Anything happening here in Cairns? What's happening in 2023, if not before?
2023, we've just today launched the new concept where we're doing three conferences at one time. We have the venue which can handle it, which is good.
Three birds, one stone.
The first one is in the main one, which is a platform for everything, is the National Indigenous Tourism Conference.
Yes.
I was listening on your show just earlier where you were talking about the lady who had a business and this mob from America stole our stuff and... intellectual property right,
yes,
for want of a better way of putting it, which is the same thing what's happening in the tourism industry.
Yes.
You know, we have some great tourism ventures here in Cairns itself and throughout the country, actually.
We do, yes. And it's a $50 billion industry.
Oh, it's huge. We had the minister come up and run a conference earlier this year where the local tourism industry, Indigenous tourism industry, virtually got a wave, thank you very much, and I'm releasing some money for Indigenous businesses.
Good.
And that was it, thank you.
Good, exactly. And if you look at those conferences, they're like just big yarning circles. I mean, we've got to have those business yarns. We just happen to be black, brother. You know what I mean? And it's a big business. Black money.
The Indigenous business industry is huge. You know?
Of course it is, yes.
And we always say we won't be paid to be poor in our business.
Yeah, I love that. Beautiful.
Our logo, whatever you want to call it. But as part of the conference next year in July... July 26th to 28th.
Yes.
We're running two other conferences that go hand in hand.
Yeah.
The Indigenous Employment Conference.
Yes.
Looking at issues around employment and so on, and Indigenous business at the same time.
Okay.
So that there's Indigenous business can't run without the two of those successfully, anyway.
Exactly.
They're all issues that we face every day. And the conference is all about solutions, not delusions.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that. I love that, Thomas. And what we're talking about here is black people being in business, but then the opportunity of employment of black people, black on black.
That's it. Our business is 100% Indigenous owned and operated.
Beautiful, yes.
Not saying that we wouldn't employ non-Indigenous.
No, that's right, exactly. But we're in control.
For a lot of years, we've had the people that can do our job.
Yes.
And our only way of getting out of what I call economic determination by the governments is to stand up and practice what we preach.
Yes.
Which we do, I think, 100%.
Yeah, beautiful. More
and,
power to you.
The Indigenous operators here, tourism operators here in Cairns, and the Indigenous businesses, every possible opportunity will be made to include them and at least invite them to participate in solutions and the conference itself.
Exactly, Thomas. Exactly. And when you look at conferences, the beautiful thing about it is it's great for that industry, for that particular conference, but it's open also for people who can dovetail into that industry with their own business, or if they're looking at a vision for that industry, well, get educated. And that's what conference is all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Networking as well.
Business is all about networking.
Yes.
The next thing after opening your doors is the networking you have to keep your business afloat and going. And after COVID, well, we all need that.
And then we talk about keynote speakers, professionals from the industry, black or white, all across the globe, that comes to the table and give their professional views as well, which is an educating point as well.
Exactly. You know, we can't do it by ourselves. I'm the first to say that. I'd like to say that we could, but we can't. The business world is changing every day.
Exactly.
We'll be inviting industry leaders from right across the board, business, tourism, employment, and with the government's new push on employment, you know, our mob, anyone who wants to work, should be able to work.
Exactly.
I'm not saying they will be, but they should be able to, or at least have the opportunity. You know, one of my biggest things in employment, if you go to a community where it has a main road going through it and plenty of traffic and all that type of stuff, you go into a takeaway shop. How many of them staff do you see serving over the counter? Who are blackfellas.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
The government's made big strides in employing blackfellas, and some of the airlines and some of the tourism industry in itself. But there's lots, you know. You go overseas somewhere and they don't care who serves behind the counter as long as you do your job.
Professional. Smile on your dog.
Professional, yeah.
Yes.
Professional, do your job.
Exactly.
And, you know, and especially throughout Europe, you know, and Asia.
Yeah.
They have anybody who can do the job in a professional and in a, you know, correct manner. And we don't have that in Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, how many of our kids do you see working, you know, at McDonald's, for instance, even though they have an Indigenous employee? And how many of our mob do you seen any of these big corporations what have these great employment strategies that I call are actually either in boardroom or in management positions.
Yeah, well, exactly.
But, you know, how many times do you hear with these minds, I'm the coordinator of Indigenous employment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the manager of trucks or plant and equipment. And in turn, if there's an Indigenous person what gets the job, he's an Indigenous person or plant and equipment.
Exactly.
It's just hypocritical, you know, these platitudes of putting us out in front just because we got this Indigenous name or this Murray name or this Koori name or this Noongar name.
Exactly. Well, you look at that company that just went into liquidation or just folded up, closed up, the Upla. The funeral services, it was actually not Indigenous owned, but Yupla, that word, is a draw card for black people, because thinking, hey, that's our mob running the business, let's use their services. But it wasn't the case, you know. And the other thing I'm thinking about conferences as well, black conferences, non-Indigenous business can come to the conference, because then we're talking about procurement, supporting black businesses as well, don't we?
Exactly. You know, we're a member of Supply Nations and a few of the other organisations, but we're a member of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and all that type of stuff, simply because we look at businesses right across the board. But Indigenous businesses... overall, procurement from government is not just fundamental, but it's just a basic right of being in business.
Exactly.
And no disrespect to anybody else who has a company or works with government. It should be just a right. The problem with our mob, half of us don't know how to access some of these procurement things which government has.
Sure.
Like, federal government's huge.
Like, yeah, the so-called the tender issue. The tender issue.
Centrelink.
Yes.
Yeah, if you put in Centrelink, Medicare, or even environmental services, blackfellas will be in there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
But finding it's another thing.
Exactly, Thomas. With your deadly business, Indigenous Conference Services. You had a web page as such. How do people find out what up and coming events are you having across the country and what conferences are happening, please?
IndigenousConferences.com.
Okay,
.org.
IndigenousConferences.com.
.com. Or, in turn, ICS Conferences with an S. .org is probably the fastest way.
Okay, lovely. Well, thank you. Watching this space clearly. You and I will be in touch, of course. Keep using this medium in regarding promoting what's going on. We need to know what black yarding circles are happening in the business world in this country. And thank you for your services. And thank you for the work you and your team that you do in getting our mob having the talk fest around business entities.
Appreciated.
All the best. We'll talk soon, Tom.
Best time.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there, and that's Thomas Callaghan, and he's the director, principal owner of Indigenous Conference Services. And he's been running for 40-odd years, but he organises conferences across the country. Well, he just opened up office here in Cairns, and Cairns is very popular for conferences. It's like the next Bali, so to speak. Come and have conferences, but also when you have before or after the conference, get out there on the Great Barrier Reef, get up there in the rainforest, go out back either way. So it's a nice tourist destination to have a conference. Have your say in Yana Strong. Had the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, deadly track there. That's everywhere. Black Image. Big shout out, Black Image. Mob up there at Woodjul and Hopevale too. Deadly, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Yarning with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming here live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbibrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, your mob too deadly. Now, over 45 perinatal specialist organisations unite to help Australians find the right perinatal mental health support. Now, 45-plus perinatal organisations across Australia are coming together to provide much-needed support for expectant and new parents. In 2021, an estimated 1 in 5 Australians aged 16-85 experienced a mental disorder, with 1 in 5 new mums and in 1 in 10 new dads experienced perinatal depression and anxiety. This perinatal mental health week, 6th to 12th November, all partner organisations are featured in the perinatal mental health support finder, an online tool that maps out the sector of support services. We're going to catch up a yarn and have a yarn with Tracy. Tracy's online and mother of three. My sister, good morning. How are you, Tracy? You there, Tracy? Hello? Tracy, you there? Hello? No, I lost Tracy. We'll try and get Tracy online and talk about this space, a very important space, and I think coming from a person, three children, mother of three, would be leading the conversation in regards to in this space. Have you saying yarn strong? We'll try and get Tracy back. Continue that yarn. Too deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
There's a road that I'm bound to. There's a highway that leads to glory. Sweet Jesus, take my hand. So far away. Far away from this world, it pulled me out for barricade. Let me stand on these rocks. Jesus, take my hand. So far away. So far away from this away from you.
Yeah, far away, Sunshine Reggae Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. I was trying to reach out to Tracy, mother of three, and talk about the over 45 perinatal specialist organisation Unite to help Australians find the right perinatal mental health support, which is very much needed, but unfortunately couldn't get through. So we'll try again, Tracy. It's come to the time where Trinity Trevor signs off for today's program. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, that deadly number 1-800-422-416. Thank you for your company and mob. Look, Deadly Yarns here on National Talk Black, a voice for our people. Do utilise this vehicle, and that deadly number is 1-800-422-416. But 24/7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page at all, BBM 987 FM.